It is now 11 minutes past 6 and time to get into the day's top business news. We are starting with the economic week that is and economic events expected this week. The latest consumer price inflation data will be released by Stats SA on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee will be meeting this week and expected to announce its latest decision on rates later in the week. Rating agencies' decisions rating decisions from Moody's as well as S&P are also expected. Senior industry analyst at F&B, Jason Muscat, joins us now. Good evening.
Evening, Jimmy.
Jason, let's start with what's expected from the latest CPI data coming out on Wednesday. What should we look out for there?
We're expecting a moderation in CPI down to around 4.9% year on year, and that's largely as a result of base effects from a higher fuel price increase last year. So while it is starting to moderate in line with our expectations, we still think it's uncomfortably high, and we see it as very unlikely, given all the event risk on the horizon, that the Reserve Bank will cut rates on Thursday.
That said, with the Reserve Bank, given that the economic situation in South Africa remains largely the same, including slow growth, what's expected to be on the agenda at the last MPC meeting for the year?
Well, I think they'll probably sound a slightly more hawkish tone. There's a lot of event risk, and certainly one of those events occurs on Friday, where we have two rating agencies set to pronounce on their assessments. We've also got the elective conference and the policy conference in December, and then also we have a budget. We know that the MTVPS disappointed quite significantly, but perhaps one of the things that we have going for us with regards to the rating outcomes of Friday is that there were no tax pronouncements made in the MTVPS. A lot of that is going to be contingent on the outcome of some of the policy decisions from the December conference. So they might just wait and see to see what comes out of not only the policy conference, but particularly the budget review.
We've had a few warnings from the rating agencies over the past, over this year of 2017. Do we expect this tone to continue, particularly where political uncertainty is concerned and as well as policy issues that they've raised in the past?
Yes, to me, we absolutely see it continuing in this sort of bumble along scenario. The thing is, I think there's been too much focus placed on the outcome of the elective conference. The fundamentals of our economy haven't changed, and I'm likely to do so in the short term without significant structural reform. And until we see signs of that reform taking place, it's unlikely that we're going to stable for downgrade.
That said, Jason, going into the beginning of 2018, already we are finishing off 2017, what would a downgrade for South Africa mean?
Well, the two big things that we're concerned about is that a downgrade by Moody's and S&P on our local currency would mean that we get kicked out of the Barclays Group Index as well as the Citibank World Government Bond Index. And we have around 140 billion rands worth of debt in those two indices, which means that those investors would be compelled to sell out of sub-investment grade assets, which would then precipitate weakness in the rand and then start to become inflationary as the months progress.
Do we expect 2018 to continue being a tough economic year for South Africa?
All indications point to it, Jimmy. It looks like it's going to be another difficult year for South African consumers, certainly from an employment perspective. We are unfortunately stuck in a low growth path, and even if we are trying to consolidate the budget and bring some of those metrics into line, whatever the Treasury decides to do, whether it be through raising taxes trying to implement the right reforms, it is going to be growth negative by cutting back on fiscal expenditure or by raising taxes.
Thank you so much for your input. Always a pleasure speaking to you, senior industry analyst at F&B, Jason Muscat, talking us through the economic events expected this week. Those include the latest consumer price inflation data, as well as the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee meeting that takes place later this week. And of course, a decision on rates is expected thereafter. We are also expecting ratings decisions from both Moody's as well as S&P.